Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Could you get that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning, Trump here.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I thought you'd be asleep. Getting ready for that debate.
No, I'm not bananas. Listen, hoping. You got to get up early to beat all the tricks Hillary is going to try to play tonight, to try to rig tonight's debate with a bunch of facts. You know how she is.
Who knows? So
I'm going to try to level the playing field before I step onto that stage. Here are a few demands I expect to be met.
You got the equal podiums I just heard.
That's right, the equal podiums. Okay, so during the handshake, I'm allowed to use a hand double so that she can't use any crooked tricks to make it look like her hands are actually bigger than my huge mitts.
Still stuck on this, huh? All right.
She can't call me Donald. She has to refer to me as Mr. Trump. Other names I will answer to are his hairness, his hugeness, the butterscotch stallion, the god of Twitter, and, of course, Daddy.
Now, is the butterscotch based on your fabulous man tan?
Absolutely. It's fantastic, isn't it? Did you see me naked? Did you?
No.
Is it wonderful? It's fantastic. Listen, I have such respect for women. You know that. But if I interrupt her while she's talking, she's only allowed to smile politely and take it. Uh-huh. That's the price of trying to play a man's game. Am I right, fellas? Okay, after all, I don't come into her kitchen and slap the fresh-baked muffins right out of her hands while she's working, do I? No. She's not allowed to muss my hair during the debate, although I am permitted up to 3 bra snaps before, during, and after the debate. That's right.
That's right.
These are rules that I'm putting in. These have to be met. I'm not going up there. Okay. Also, before the debate, my super hot former nude model wife, Melania, will meet with moderator Lester Holt in the penthouse of the Trump Tower for a private lap dance. And just so there's not going to be any talk that meeting might be inappropriate, she won't accept tips, okay?
Okay, nice.
Finally, before cutting away to commercials, debate moderator Lester Holt's going to say, "We're going to take a break so Hillary can slip backstage for another quick nip from her flask."
What are you suggesting there, Mr. Trump?
Well, what I'm suggesting is she's a total loader.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, that's what I call leveling the playing field, okay?
All right.
Trump out.
Moving along. Could you take that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, guys. Hi, it's Bill Clinton calling.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, man. I tell you what, it's an exciting night.
Sure. Oh, the big debate tonight?
I heard Trump making these outrageous demands on your show a while ago for tonight's debate.
I guess they got the lectern or whatever it is, the podiums. They're going to be the same height or something. So
right. And he wants to be able to use a bigger fake hand and everything like that. So his hand's as big as Hillary's. It's all wrong. These demands are crazy. He said Melania's going to give Lester Holt a lap dance. Well, hell, I went in on that action. And second, maybe Hillary has some debate demands of her own, but she's too much of a gentleman to speak up. So I'm going to lay them out for you right here, okay? This is what Hillary wants.
Okay.
The green room should be fully stocked with a full bar, including several bottles of Dom Perignon champagne, fresh strawberries, caviar, oysters on the half shell, chocolate truffles, a large screen TV, full satellite hookups, including Cinemax, and either a couch that folds out or a plush bearskin rug in front of the fireplace.
This sounds like stuff that you want because you're not going to watch the debate. Are you going to be in the green room?
Maybe. Hold on, I'm not done. Plus a large jacuzzi tub and shower. It's going to be staffed at all times by two eager to please yet discreet female grad students.
All right.
And finally, this is the most important thing of all. Hillary must not under any circumstances be told of the existence of this green room.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Am I clear on this point? Now let's get busy. That champagne's not going to chill itself. Come on, kids. Chop, chop.
Thanks.
I gotta go.
Bill. Have a good night.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.